Well, it did cause a stir among many human rights groups in the West. We spoke with someone who had been, his name is John Prendergast. He's with the Enough Project at the Center for American Progress. He's been kind of a leading voice on the situation in Darfur, where several hundred thousand people have been killed over the last 6 years, and millions have been displaced because of the Sudanese government's campaign through militias to basically rout them out of their homes. This man, the president of Sudan, his name is Omar al-Bashir, has been indicted by the International Criminal Court. They've issued an arrest warrant for war crimes, relating to the murder, the torture, the rape of many innocent villagers in that region over the years. Essentially, he's a marked man in their eyes, and they want to prosecute him. Well, he not only has snubbed his nose at the charges, but he is traveling a lot and going to countries that do not recognize that court. He's been to Eritrea, he's been to Egypt, and now he is in Qatar for the Arab League summit. He got a hero's welcome there. He was given the reason that our story was called Kissing Bashir was because he got the traditional Arab greeting with a kiss on both cheeks from the Emir of Qatar, in a well-choreographed ceremony at the airport. He has really been received there as a hero by the Arab leaders, who are not only refuting the charges against him, but they're protecting him, saying that we will all stand together and basically call this court for what we believe it is, which is, they don't recognize the authority or the legitimacy of that court, and they are standing alongside him. Now, part of this is a very political response to many different things. As many stories in the Middle East are, there are a lot of broader implications to this. Not only do they not recognize that court, but they believe that the West has a real double standard with regard to crimes and against humanity and other things regarding the Middle East. What they believe is that, why weren't the Israelis called on the carpet by this court and others for their alleged excesses in the Gaza Strip when they conducted that short war earlier this year? They think that unless and until the Israelis are called by that court and by other international bodies to account for some of those things and other things like it, then why should the Arab leaders recognize that court's authority over one of their own?
So they're okay with all the allegations then, it sounds like, unless and until, like you said, Israel gets called to the carpet, then they're just going to look the other way here.
Well, as for them being okay with the allegations, they don't really say much about the allegations themselves. They don't really say much about Darfur at this summit. They're basically saying this court's not legitimate. We don't recognize it. He is among us, and we stand with him because we believe there is a double standard here.
I see.
They are being very careful, at least from what I have seen, to not necessarily address what's happened in Darfur. Now, Mr. Bashir himself has denied those charges and said that the Sudanese government has said all along they're not involved in what's gone on in Darfur, although there's very strong evidence to the contrary. And they're basically calling this court, the International Criminal Court, a, quote, white man's tribunal, because it's brought charges mostly against African and Arab leaders. So, there's a real broader political implication here. But what's interesting also, guys, is that not only does, Sudan and Qatar and many other Arab nations not recognize the authority of that court, neither does the United States. They refused to sign on to the treaty establishing the court in 2002.
Yeah.
It
does seem to be interesting that the Middle East, it seems to be the predominant feeling that the West is almost out to get them, prosecuting them, or, is focused or attacking them.
There has been that feeling for some time, Chris. It dates back well before the situation
in
Darfur. It dates back, you can go back to 2001, 2002, when the Israelis were going after the Palestinian militants in the West Bank and Gaza. You can date it back even before that. They really do believe that, especially regarding Israel and its actions against the Palestinians, that there has been a double standard, that the Israelis just have not been called to account enough in their minds to justify any other charges against their leaders. Analysts they've also told us that, with the Arab leaders looking at Sudan, they're also a little bit concerned that if they kind of help to expose this guy, they themselves might be exposed for some of the things that they're doing in their own countries. They see a little bit of vulnerability there. There is some truth to that as well, but it really is kind of a At this point, it's more of a political stand against the West.
Does it put the U.S. in an interesting or untenable position, or are we used to that by now?
It's very interesting to hear U.S. officials talk about it. I tried to get U.S. officials at the State Department and the National Security Council to talk to me about it yesterday, and I never heard back from them. What the Americans have said in recent days is that, look, we believe that there's genocide going on in Darfur. They've sent a U.S. envoy to Darfur to try to deal with this situation. They are pressing for a peace treaty and for the atrocities in Darfur to stop. And the U.S. has been out front on all of those issues. But they're not saying much about these charges against President Bashir, and they're certainly not saying much about this court, because, as we said, the United States doesn't recognize the authority of that court for other political reasons. And so when asked to comment on these specific charges and the ability of that court to prosecute this man, they're not saying very much at all.